This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to The Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. On that same note, another question that somebody had, or another problem that somebody had, is taking notes during the game. And I am terrible at this. I want to be so good at this, and I am terrible. I have great intentions at the beginning of every game to take awesome notes, so when we pick up the next week, I can, like, seamlessly Matt Mercer my way into the, like, previously on, and right. I fail every time. And so what do you guys do to kind of remember what's happening in your campaigns or keep things flowing really well without having to ask your players, like, so wait, what did we do last week?
Something about a door and a mimic and oh wait, I wasn't supposed to say that.
That's tonight. Oops. Yeah.
So personally, I keep a World Anvil log, so I'll go back and write like a recap of everything that like we did. And for me, it's like it's also as much for my enjoyment. But I guess where it really came from is like, as a kid growing up, we had all these memories and all these stories and all these plot hooks. And I wish we would have documented them better. And so now when I play with my crew, you know, we had Jason down here in Florida a few months back, and yeah. I wrote a recap for the session. And, you know, years from now, we can reminisce on that. I can read through and remember Birch Wayfield, the halfling barbarian that was part of the crew.
So much fun, yeah. One of the things that I do, because taking notes is hard for me, is, and this is really simple, but honestly, take your phone out. And like on my iPhone, I just had the Memo app and I hit record, then put it on an airplane mode and I just lay it on the table. And I, you know, depending on where you are, what state, that could be illegal if you don't tell your players. So, you know, but if you're worried about them taking offense to that or whatever, it's just like, hey, so what this is for, so I can during the week or like the day before the next session, go back and listen to it and remember how I pronounce that guy's name. And remember where we left off. And also you get a sense of the tone of it because you can hear the silence at the table or them getting rowdy at the tavern or whatever it is. And then also, if you have a player who missed that session, guess what? You can just send them the file and they can listen to hear what happened and they're back on the same page. And the quality is actually decent. I mean, it's not podcast quality, but I still have recordings of games I did a year ago before the dark times that I go back and listen to just for fun because I'm just, you know, having a nostalgia quake and enjoying hearing, you know, them defeat the drow inside the extinct caldera of the volcano, you know? And so it's a really, really easy way, especially if writing and note-taking doesn't come easy to you.
Thanks for equipping the compendium. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already, since new episodes are published every Tuesday and Friday, or Monday and Thursdays if you guys are a patron on our Patreon account. If you enjoy listening each week, a great way to help support the show outside of contributing to Patreon is just by sharing a link to this episode with a friend. We hope to see you back in a few days for our next episode, where we will be continuing our discussion, delving further into the wonderful world of D&D.